This year, the St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation plans to allow shipping starting March 25th. But the spring thaw comes late to northern New York and the St. Lawrence River. Even in late March, there can still be lots of ice, especially in bays and coves, and it's a sensitive time for fish.
There's many species of fish that begin their spawning activities very early, even before the ice is out.
Stephen Littweiler of New York's Department of Environmental Conservation says a ship's wake can rattle the ice enough to gouge delicate habitat.
The ice going up and down is scoring the shoreline and pushing water in and out of the shallow marshy areas, and it's dislodging vegetation that's critical for these habitats.
The bobbing ice can be so bad it can damage people's docks and homes along the river. A chorus of politicians and interest groups, including New York's two senators and the Mohawk tribe that lives along the river, are calling on the St. Lawrence Seaway to postpone its March 25th opening date. Just 1 week, they say, will give the ice time to melt. Stephanie Weiss directs the citizens group Save the River. She says environmentalists fear the date is driven by the shipping industry.
People lose money. So when you have that situation, when they're trying as hard as they can to open early, we think that it just makes it difficult for them to make the safest possible decision.
The decision is made by government agencies in the U.S. and Canada. Seaway Administrator Albert Jaquez makes the call for Washington.
To be honest with you, if I was listening to the industry and only in the industry, we wouldn't even be talking about this date. We'd be talking about a lot sooner.
Jaquez says the Seaway balances commercial demand with weather conditions, thaw trends, and environmental concerns when it chooses an opening date. Last year, thick ice forced the Seaway to postpone the opening for the first time ever. Save the River's Stephanie Weiss says it always needs to be delayed rather than damage the river's ecology.
It was too early last year, and it might be too early this year. It's difficult really for anyone to know.
Weiss says getting cargo ships in and out of Great Lakes ports 1 week earlier isn't worth the risk of damaging the St. Lawrence River's fish and nature for good. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Summerstein.